Listen, did you hear it?
What?
You can't hear it?
No, what?
Erica, could we get a couple of lattes, please?
I go down at the end of a sentence. Listen, no Australian does that, don't I? Even in a question. Then, there. Do you hear it?
No. Ask me a question.
Do you have the £175 you owe me?
You're right, you go down.
That's what I'm saying. It's because I'm depressed. I've been infected by this country's gloom. I've been here so long, I've become negative and awkward like them. I've lost my Australianity. An awkward Australian, it's not a good brand. Look, even my phone's depressed. It's this country, it's, the air's strange. I gotta go back.
Steady, Jono, let's not rush.
Everything's better back home. The weather, everything. So what the hell are we doing here? I'm going back, I mean it.
Whoa. Rixi, lattes, emergency.
Mate, what are you talking about? Sit down. Let's talk it through. Look at what you've got here, okay? Girlfriend.
Yeah, right, but that's all on the ropes right now.
Oh, okay, you've got a flat. Well, her flat, but Lurker's cool with you and me living there. Projects bubbling away, the toga barge. You think any of the old gang wouldn't drop everything, the babies and the businesses, to get a piece of this? Okay, let's just get a couple of lattes and take a moment. Excuse me, Erica.
You go to the bar to order.
Not as I understand it. Tables in the bistro part of the bar are served until one.
Love!
Ah, oh, this weather. If you're going to rain, then rain. Not this sort of I don't know what I am. I've got an identity crisis. Am I rain or what am I? I'm English. I'm confused. Oh, what's the sun?
Look, Jono, the Houses of Parliament, the Millennium Wheel.
Great.
We've had good times here. You really want to leave all this?
Yes.
Look, an old red phone box. What are you doing?
You got change?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Catch.
Look. I dropped it. I can't even catch. Show me an Australian who can't catch. I'm calling my parents, Lloydie. I'm about to inform them that their 35-year-old son has not in fact been working for Microsoft for the last 7 years, and could they send the money for a one-way ticket, London to Melbourne, where I will, if I'm allowed, move into my childhood bedroom, which my mum has converted, I hear, into an exercise room. And as I lie on the treadmill and stare at the Superman wallpaper above, I wonder, what exactly were those 1.5 decades? It's ringing.
Mate, don't do it. It's experience. The Prince Hal years. The Tavern eyeing up the throne.
No, Lordy. He was 21 when he became king. The Tavern was a gap year. I'm 36. You're 38.
Different times, different diets. 38's the new 20...
Hello? Who's that? Oh, sorry. What time is it there? This is Jono. Is mum there? What? Is that 47... Hello?
What happened? Who was it?
I don't know. Cut out. Maybe they've moved. Why didn't they tell me? Can I use your phone?
No, listen to this, Jono. This is gold, Johnson. This is gold. What if I make the UK more like Australia?
Okay, Lottie, you do that. I'm getting out.
Because if it was like being back home, you'd stay, right? Right?
Yeah. Do you think they take me as freight?
Because you're right, it needs changing. Just watch what I can do by midnight tonight. There'll be barbecuing, prawns on the Thames and surfing on the Serpentine. Okay, what do we need to change? We need a list. Okay, so I've got mass depression, lack of space, awkwardness, poor lattes, health.
What are we doing in Hyde Park, Lloydie?
Just leave things to the campaign manager, Johnstar.
Look at the roads, for example. It's all muse this, crescent that, all peely-peely. I mean, what happened to the good old straight Roman road, you know? Like back home. It's because everything's built on top of each other, because it's so old. There's never been a plan. Where's the plan? All these levels and layers all the time. Upper class, middle class, lower up, your upper class.
Business class.
Which bloody fork am I supposed to use?
Viscounts, Volivants.
Inherited privilege. But you know, even the ones in the castles, they're all over the shop, you know? Depressed, skint, holding onto a stupid coat of arms and a fish fork. Who's in charge?
Who's in charge? Blair? Brown? Bickham?
Oh, I don't know. Where are we, Lloyd?
Speaker's Corner, mate. The birthplace of speakers, the cornerstone of history. Bit of a crowd, too. You're all listening to that whinger.
Play today's so socialist comrades.
OK, mate, give someone else a go. Didn't work then, wouldn't work now.
Mate, what are you doing?
People, I'd like to put you a question. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? Because as no one seems to have noticed, it isn't working.
Mate, get down, please.
Look at this proud young 35-year-old here. He's in a sorry state, OK? Depressed, pasty, bag of bones. Would you believe it if I told you he was once an Australian?
Mate, don't.
Health has suffered. He's been affected by a strange awkwardness unknown in his natural habitat. He's even lost his hand-eye coordination. He's even, ladies and gentlemen, started to downwardly inflect, all because of living in a country which has lost direction.
Lordy, I gotta go. I'm gonna go and check out some travel deals.
You won't be needing the plane ticket, mate. This is going well. Midnight tonight.
Excuse me, where is Marble Arts Tube, please?
We'll be getting onto our transport policies in due course, sir. Okay, I've decided to inject some good Aussie sense into this country because I have a dream. I dared to dream a dream of days gone by. Jono!
So, you're looking for a travel package to Australia and your budget is...
50... Well, $49.96, but I only want a single, so...
Right. Have you got a visa, or...?
I'm Australian.
Oh, right, you don't sound... OK. Now, I might only be able to get you part way if you're OK with a stopover and no-hold baggage. Can you leave straight away?
Yep. No, not till after midnight.
OK, that helps. Well, I can get you exactly halfway there.
Where's that?
Iraq.
Can I walk from there?
One of the most marginal seats now in the country. Anyway,
David,
let's
David,
hear from some members David, of our audience. I come to you, Christian, in a moment.
David,
the questions
David,
that are going to be
David,
asked David, are known David, only David, to the questioners, not to the panel David, and not David, to our audience.
David,
the man in the striped David, shirt there in the second row from the back, yes.
Gold, Dave. Well, it's not so much a question. A few ideas... We reckon you got to deal with an epidemic of awkwardness in this country. It's even affected my partner who couldn't be here.
What can I get you?
What are you, fresh off the boat? Still got your tan? You done a winter yet? Me? 14. 1-4. I'd like a Guinness and some wine, please. And could we change the channel to something a bit less hectic, please? I just need some space to think.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We reckon you got to deal with an epidemic of awkwardness in this country.
Oh, no.
I was thinking on the bus over, there's one solution...
No, not this.
I appreciate this. There's not much time, Davey. Bear with me on this. Wait, get the mic back.
This isn't necessary, mate. Lloydy, no.
Get off and press one in a boat. Just get an exercise.
Who is that guy?
That's a... I gotta go. Nice talking to you. Go home.
Mate, I think they just thought you were some kind of terrorist.
We're not terrorists, Jono. Or it's a new kind of terrorism. Without the terror. Just ism. Or ists.
Maybe just steer clear of the whole term. Look, which police station are you at? I'll come down.
No, they let me off. They're scared though, Jono. They know how hot this is, so they're blocking our publicity. Time to crank it up, take it to the next level.
What are you talking about, Lloydy? Let's just look at this rationally
get
for a moment,
okay?
Get down
to the embankment, Jono.
What?
And bring your camera.
Wait, mate, okay, listen in. I'm going to say something to you now, I've never said, okay? Lloydy?
We're reporting live on the scenes here on London's embankment, where a man has climbed Big Ben dressed, we think, as a fox. Samira, do you have any more information about his identity?
Yes, John. It's possible that the fox is part of a pro or possibly anti-hunt lobby, but we don't know. He hasn't issued any statement or demands, and his banner is back to front, so we're not...
Excuse me, who's in charge here?
No one's allowed beyond this tape.
Look, I'm his mate. I can get him down.
OK. What do you need?
Sarge! This bloke knows him!
It's so much better back home. It's so much better back home. It's so much better. It's so much better. It's so much better back home.
Lloydy!
Oh, John, don't get mixed up in all this. Stay away. Oh, you got coffees. What kept you?
Two lattes. One with cinnamon, one soya. Guys, could you just give us 10?
So how's it all going down there? They're getting the whole message with the roo suit and the whole Aussie theme?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, I tried, eh? Maybe I need a bit longer to fully realise the project.
You know what, though, Loiter? I had a thought. Maybe it's happening already. Without any intervention, this whole country's going Aussie. I mean, look at it. Almost all the key positions are already filled by Aussies.
Who built the Westfield Centre?
What, the largest shopping mall in Europe? Massive success?
Yeah.
Who do they give the contract to?
Well, who do you think?
That's us.
Yeah. Built Wembley.
The bastion of British working class sport. Who did they trust with a job this size? Who was going to get it in on time, like the Sydney Olympics, on budget? Not just have a 5-year tea break? Poms? No way. They give it to us.
And who's in charge of Lord's Cricket Ground?
Bastion of English value. Who's?
We done it. Who's the best actor? She's Kidman.
I like Cry, but fair enough.
Well, that's both. One in each category.
Male and female.
And who's the best intellectual?
They call her Greer. IT, PR, shopping, the realm of the mind. You name it. We're world beaters. The world needs us, Jono.
A lot of docs too. Second only to the Indian in the realm of medicine. We're taking over here, mate. I've got the stats.
Mate, you got a point. It's happening already. It's the soft footprint revolution. And we started it.
Maybe we did.
Wait. Jono, did you hear that?
No, what?
You went up. You went up at the end of the sentence. You didn't hear it?
Ah, yeah.
So, job done. All in a day's work. And right on time.